Next item, 513.
Accept bids of Titan Utilities LLC and Iron Horse Excavation LLC, doing business as Oxbow Construction, for the price agreements for construction services at Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, Tryon Creek Watershed Treatment Plant, and associated pump stations for $6 million.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. This procurement report is for the Bureau of Environmental Services for construction services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, the Tryon Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, and associated pump stations. The project was bid to the city's Prime Contractor Development Program. The Prime Contractor Development Program provides minority and women certified contractors with increased prime contracting opportunities within the city of Portland. I would like to introduce Larry Palat, Procurement Services Manager, and Paul Sudo, Principal Engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services, to give us a brief presentation.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, I remembered this time to put my name on the record. You have before you the procurement report recommending two price agreements to be awarded to Titan Utilities and Oxbow Construction for a total amount of $6 million. These price agreements for a two-year period will be utilized as the needs are presented and specific projects identified in the Portland Bureau of Environmental Services budget process. The task orders are limited to $500,000 maximum, with an occasional exception for critical projects with the approval of the Chief Procurement Officer and the Bureau Director. On December 20th, 2017, the Council approved Ordinance 188744 for the Chief Procurement Officer to competitively solicit for these services. The city advertised bid number 806. Two bids were received and opened on February 13, 2018. The bids were deemed responsive to the requirements of the solicitation. This recommended that the bids be accepted and the price agreements be executed. The city issued a notice of intent to award the price agreements April 9, 2018. No protests were received. This actually is the second time BES is engaged in this type of process. It's kind of internally referred to as the PARUS project. And they've determined that the time and effort savings based on this type of is very significant. Interestingly, both of the firms, as mentioned by Commissioner Fish, are State of Oregon certified disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business firms. It was bid into the Prime Contractor Development Program for that reason. All of the work performed actually then ends up in certified firms. Both of these firms are very, very well noted for subcontracting to other DMWESB firms. So the overall utilization should be very significant. BES has a goal for these projects of a minimum participation level of 30%. So the standard methodology for this is for the bidders to predetermine and list their subcontractors at the time of the award. However, under this process, the bidders will determine their subcontractors at the time each task order is developed. This process allows the contractors to maximize the use of other disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business firms as the scopes of work become final. Both of these contractors have an excellent reputation for doing so. As mentioned, they are both State of Oregon certified firms, and they are in full compliance with all of the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions regarding the bidding process, I can answer those, or Paul Sudo from BES is here relative to the specific project. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues?
Well done. Any public public comments on this?
This is a report.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll entertain a motion then.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Thank you for your excellent presentation. Aye.
Saltz.
Aye.
Fritz.
Good work. Thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well done. Aye. Report's adopted.
Thank
Next time.